WTAW News Time. It's 8:06. It's 59 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeiner. The Bryan City Council is holding a special meeting this morning to consider buying the old Texas Department of Transportation district office on North Texas. Mayor Jason Bielinski says TxDOT has given the city the first right of refusal.
You know, you're talking about 11 acres in the middle of town on Texas Avenue, 50,000 plus square feet of warehouse and office space. It's got a yard there that they used for TxDOT, so there's a lot of property for $1.4 million.
City staff proposed paying for the property through the general fund and possibly marketing the property for economic development purposes, such as a trade school, light manufacturing, or commercial uses. A career College Station policeman is now the chief. Scott McCullum has been with the department since 1985 and has served as interim chief three times.
I had a friend in the police department, and he encouraged me to join. And once it gets in your blood, it just kind of stays there. And I've truly enjoyed serving the citizens of this community day in and day out. I enjoy coming to work, and it's just been a true blessing to be able to migrate your way through the ranks and ultimately be named chief.
McCullum will be sworn in this afternoon at 3 at City Hall. With the help of a Texas Ranger, a pregnant cow that could have run into traffic on Texas Avenue Friday afternoon was corralled. College Station Police Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says this was along Texas between Brentwood and Manuel.
The owner was driving through the area. He suffered a mechanical issue with the trailer. As he was attempting to address it, the gate to the trailer came open sufficient enough that the cow was able to flee.
The effort to get the animal back in the trailer took the better part of 3 hours. The Texas A&M student who had ingested some form of cyanide last Wednesday has died. University officials identified the student as 20-year-old Christian Amadeus Taylor. University Police Lieutenant Alan Barone says they're waiting for the results of toxicology reports as part of their ongoing investigation.
And more information will be learned as they proceed through the process.
Taylor was a senior biochemistry major from Killeen. The Brazos County Health Department is preparing for Ebola.
The local health department is receiving calls from concerned residents about Ebola coming to the Brazos Valley. Brazos County Alternate Health Authority Dr. Seth Sullivan said people carrying the virus are not contagious until they become very ill. He said you should not be scared to travel.
Walking through an airport or walking through a crowded area where somebody from even one of these countries, Liberia or one of these West African countries or somewhere where they've traveled that would be at a higher risk area. If they are not sick yet, they're not going to be contagious.
Local health authorities say preventing Ebola is as easy as preventing a cold. Wash your hands and use alcohol-based hand sanitizer often. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 8:09. It's 59 degrees. We'll have more news coming up at 8:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620, WTAW.
In 8 years, I'll be an alcoholic. I'll start drinking in middle school, but my parents won't start talking to me about it until high school. By then, I'll already be in some trouble. The thing is, my parents won't even see it coming.
Start talking before they start drinking. Kids who drink before age 15 are 5 times more likely to have alcohol problems. To learn more, go to StopAlcoholUnder21.org. Brought to you by the Brazos Valley Council on Alcohol and Substance Abuse.
Every Monday is Salmon Day at Fred and Fred Seafood Market. Every Monday, get up to 10% off fresh Atlantic King and Sockeye salmon. They'll even season it all, so all you have to do is pop it in the oven. Do something different for dinner. Stop by Fred and Fred's Seafood Market on South College and Bryan next to the Farm Patch. If it were any fresher, it would be in the sea. Like Fred and Fred's Seafood Market on Facebook for specials and recipes. Aggie owned and operated.
Hi there. I see you're looking at the new 2014 Tundra.
Yeah, it's a beauty.
Sure is. Maybe I can help. What will you be using it for?
Let's see. I've been doing some camping lately and a bit of fishing.
I see. Well, the Tundra is perfect.
Fly fishing, angling, even spear fishing. So, of course, scuba diving. I have a boat, so I'll need to haul that. And,
well, the new Tundra has a complete...
I just tried hang gliding. Very cool. My friend got me into rock climbing. Now I'm scaling some pretty high peaks. Have you heard of lumberjacking?
When you want to do more, get a truck that does more. The new 2014 Toyota Tundra.
Motocross is kind of a hobby, and I've been doing some woodworking, building my own furniture.
It has a completely redesigned leather interior, backup camera, and tons of hauling capacity. It's a new generation truck for a new generation of Americans.
And oh yes, skydiving is very liberating.
Lease a new 2014 Tundra Double Cab V8 for only $309 a month for 24 months with $2,499 due at signing. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gsdoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states ends 11-3-14.
I've had the opportunity to work with Jen Zweiker from Zweiker & Associates for going on 10, 15 years now. She's helped me buy and sell a pair of homes, and it has been a delight each and every time. To see the inner workings of the system that they have is absolutely remarkable. And they're adding employees all the time because they keep growing and growing and growing, and they're in a brand new location to even better serve you. And with the market being the way it is, now is the time. If you're looking to maybe upgrade your home, this is the perfect time to do it. If you're looking to sell your place, you may get a little more for it than you expected. To find out more, though, you need to go to ZA Real Estate. Again, that's ZARealEstate.com. They employ only the top of the line folks, and it's the most simplified process, at least for a guy like me, that I've ever dealt with, because they are in charge of making sure the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed. All you got to do is, well, tell them you're ready. And you can start the process by going, again, to ZARealEstate.com.
It's that weather thing. It's 8:12. Weather's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system. World's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
High pressure will continue to control our weather today. It's sitting over Arkansas. It extends back across Texas. Lots of sunshine today. Some passing clouds now and again, 80 to 85. Clear to partly cloudy tonight, 55 to 60. It'll be sunny tomorrow. Highs will be 80 to 85. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 55 to 60. Wednesday, sunshine. Highs anywhere from 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you are. Tomorrow, I think about this time, maybe a little bit earlier, we'll be talking to a federal communications commissioner.
Oh, yeah. So there you go.
Also, Canada's Forum coming up later this week on Wednesday. Just keeping you informed of what we're doing. So a family in England shares their home with 150 pets. That'd be Jamie Mintram and his wife, Michelle. They have two children, live in a modest four-bedroom house in the town of Norfolk, England. Also living in the house would be a crocodile.
Oh, well, there's that.
Monitor lizard, 30 snakes, including a boa constrictor. There are some free-range skunks, which have their own custom bathroom. The 8-year-old son shares his bedroom with 3 chinchillas and a lizard. And there's the 6-year-old daughter who sleeps with the corn snake and the yellow budgie. And in the master bedroom, the pigs, the raccoons, the meerkats.
Meerkats.
Them, too. Chameleons and two baby tortoise. Family estimates they spend around $1,800 a month on pet food. Guessing they don't spend $1,800 a month on them food.
No. When they run out of money, it's going to be a free-for-all there.
Honey, we're out of corn snake chow.
It's okay. The tortoises will eat them.
That's right. Or something like that. Okay. Well, despite all those books about how to motivate other people, essentially, you cannot, just can't. I'm going to let you know that, so, you know, save your money. People find their own motivation, according to Susan Fowler. She's written a book called Why Motivating People Doesn't Work. Now, this is a smart lady. She has written a book that is telling you up front that reading the book will probably not allow you to become improved in anything. You know what I'm saying? I mean, she is going to give you some techniques, but don't you buy self... I mean, where do you put that book? Do you put that in the self-improvement section at the bookstore?
Well, I'm guessing that might even be her point, is that it's not going to be external factors.
Yeah.
Motivation will come from within.
Okay.
So that would be self-improvement.
I guess so.
Otherwise, it'd be you improvement.
But that's it. Are you reading it for you, or are you reading it for somebody else? Do you go and tell somebody, hey, I've read this book, which is really interesting, that tells me why you can't do jack around here? Anyway. No, people do things for their own reasons, not because somebody else tells them to. That's why diets don't work. It's why kids don't clean their rooms. It's why employees do lousy jobs. All of those things. People need to find their own reason. She tells the story of one man not following his doctor's advice to keep his diabetes in check, so he wound up in the hospital, ended up having to use a bedpan. He was so humiliated by that, he vowed never to do that again. That ended up being the reason that he decided to follow his doctor's orders. And it worked. The doctor telling him would not have worked, but because he basically was embarrassed over that. So what she says is you can help people. For instance, if your kiddo doesn't want to brush their teeth, then you say, Johnny, why do you think it's a good idea to brush your teeth every day? Rather than telling them to do that. That way they think it through. That's assuming they're that interested. But just saying. So motivation does not work. Okay, get this. I'm reading this morning going, well, I'm not sure. You know, when you go to the grocery store, if you're just going to get a few items, what do you do? Do you get a cart or you do the carry basket thing? Now, I prefer the smaller carts.
Me too.
I like the small carts.
Yeah, if your grocery store happens to have them. Some grocery-toriums don't have them. Okay. But even if you are shopping for just a few things, do not use the carry basket. You see, the carry baskets could be trouble. Researchers have determined that carrying a basket makes you more impulsive.
Really?
Especially if your arm is bent. They say when your arms are outstretched, you tend to be focused more and take on your long-term options and goals, and you take them into consideration. Whereas if you're walking around kind of casually with the basket, there is a sense that you are more susceptible to the impulse purchase. Okay? If you don't believe the researchers, you can ask Max Handheld Shopping Baskets. That's a company. Part of their sales pitch is that they promise that this will stimulate impulse buying from convenience-oriented customers. Oh, while I'm here, I'll just go ahead and pick up this.
Yeah.
Yada, yada, yada. Which, you know, if you think about that, that may well be the case.
There may be some truth to that, because every time I pick up one of those little things, it's always way too full, and I've got something else in my other hand by the time I check out.
So, just saying. Just, you know.
But it's also because tortilla chips really do a good job of filling up all that.
Yes, they actually really do.
According to an obesity study by Penn State University, according to the right foods, eating the right foods is more important than actually how much food you're eating if you want to lose weight. The study compared your standard low-fat diet to a low-calorie density diet. That's a diet that contains foods that have fewer calories per bite, things like fruits and vegetables, and low-calorie dairy products and soup. After a year, the women on the low-calorie density diet lost more weight even though there were no restrictions on how much they could eat. Specifically, those women dropped an average of 20 pounds while they ate 25% more food by weight. Okay? And obviously that made the diet easier to stick to. You're not starving yourself. So again, not how much you eat, it's what you're eating that has a lot to do with it. However, doesn't really work that well when you don't find broccoli and Brussels sprouts in vending machines, right? Eating those kinds of things. Used to be we had a vending machine here that was full of all sorts of unhealthy snacks. Now, we just beg food and people bring it
to us,
which is so much, so much nicer. And it tastes really better, too.
Bigger variety.
Yeah, bigger variety. You don't have to unwrap it. I mean, there are a lot of things that make it highly positive, so we like that. That, and gosh, the holiday season will be here before you know it.
Yeah. Looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full-service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
I've talked about stuff on the radio for a number of years now, and it never surprises me as to what people take away from what I've said. Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and I think I've been stopped and asked more about Brazos Valley MMA than anything else. Well, I'm happy to report that it does truly work to the tune of 10 pounds over the last month. I feel a ton better, and it's a lot easier to keep up with my 8-year-old. It's fun. No, really. I'm always doing something different. I'm not going to lie, it's hard work, but I love it. It's a combination of boxing and jiu-jitsu. There is some traditional stuff like weightlifting and cardio, but it's done in such a way that you don't so much know that it's, air quotes, work. It's a lot different than just personal training, and with even better results, at least for me. Matt is my personal trainer slash coach slash instructor because I'm learning a lot of stuff. He mixes up the workouts, so I really look forward to going in, and I go in 3 days a week. I'm not only getting into shape, but I'm also learning a skill in how to protect myself and my kiddo. To find out more, go online to BVMMA, BVMMA.com, or they're real easy to find. They're in the mall down in the Sears wing.
Batteries Plus bulbs keep stacks of batteries for cars, cell phones, watches, plus light bulbs for lamps, can lights, appliances, right on hand. The helpful experts at Batteries Plus bulbs can also repair your smartphone or tablet, usually while you wait. And we can help you get the exact Duracell Ultra batteries and light bulbs you need. Batteries Plus bulbs. Trust the plus.
Batteries Plus Bulbs has the exact battery or light bulb you need right when you need it. Plus, we also repair smartphones and tablets. Located in Bryan in front of the new Walmart and in College Station.
Amish Furniture for Generations, been around for a while, and one of the great things about going into Amish Furniture for Generations is, in addition to seeing the furniture there, you learn more about how the furniture is made, which makes you understand why they really are heirlooms that are built to last for generations to come. Built by Amish craftsmen. Now, you may like just the model that they have on the floor, and Kent can certainly order that for you. You may want to do something that changes it up a little bit, that customizes it for you. Maybe you want to change it up a lot. Maybe you like a specific style. Maybe you like a specific builder. Whatever the reason is for you to choose a piece of furniture and then maybe want to tweak it and change it to be exactly what you want from a custom standpoint, Amish Furniture for Generations can do that. They build the furniture. Kent goes and picks it up, brings it back, and installs it for you. Again, it is a furniture experience that most people have not experienced, but once they do, they say, yep, that's the way I want to buy furniture because I want it to look beautiful today and in the future, and I can actually hand it down. They're located on Boonville Road, just down from the Kroger Shopping Center. It's in the Boonville Shopping Center, black and white awning. Stop in and see the floor models that they have on display, and you also tons of catalogs for you to look through to find just the pieces of furniture you want. That's Amish Furniture for Generations.
Wall Street's opening direction is uncertain. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The futures have done some direction changing ahead of the Monday session on Wall Street, suggesting investors may be undecided about their next moves. IBM will be a stock to listen for. Big Blue posted weaker than expected quarterly results and announced it is divesting its chip-making division. IBM is taking the unusual step of paying GlobalFoundries $1.5 billion to take the unit off its hands. GlobalFoundries says it will extend job offers to all of the IBM workers who will be affected. Family Dollar stores will phase out the use of laptop computers by its managers. The discount chain will switch to Apple iPads and iPhones, which are favored by the managers. It's expected Yahoo will announce some of its future plans later today. The Wall Street Journal says the internet company will outline its latest cost-cutting efforts, and Yahoo may discuss possible acquisitions. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
By 2025, it's estimated that half the world's population will lack access to safe drinking water. A sorry state of affairs, as two-thirds of our planet is covered by water. We are helping develop solutions for salt water to satisfy the thirst of future generations. BASF, the chemical company.
Think you paying too much for mediocre cable service? Cut the cord, cut your expenses, and get unmatched TV technology with Dish. Dish is much better and costs less. Get the most movies with Blockbuster at home free for 3 months, premium channels free for 3 months, free HD for 2 years, and get a free DVR. Watch live TV anywhere with your computer, smartphone, or tablet with Hopper. Call right now and get a free Hopper upgrade. Hurry, this limited time offer won't last. Call 800-553-4751. 800-553-4751.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
The Aggie Report is next.
Football coaches pick their best starters each week. Your Aggie Kubota dealers always have an all-star lineup ready to work. Like the rugged new Kubota RTV X900. It's the next generation of North America's top-selling utility vehicle. With a powerful Kubota diesel engine, over 1,100 pounds of cargo capacity, and a new VHTX hydro transmission. Visit AggieKubotaDealers.com for a chance to win an RTV X900 of your own. That's AggieKubotaDealers.com.
Final score on Saturday, 59-0, Alabama over Texas A&M. After the game, linebacker Justin Bass put it this way.
To be simple, just tackling. Can't play defense if you can't tackle. I mean, as simple as that, no matter what you call, no matter what you do. I mean, you got to go back and watch the film, whether it's fundamentals and just being focused and driving and wrapping up and just running through the tackle, or just, I believe the want-to's there, but I guess it just comes down to execution. So if the offense isn't doing good, the defense has to step up and special teams has to step up and bring the offense back up. So as simple as that, just got to come back on the field and do the same job. I mean, just because you got one stop doesn't mean it's automatically going to happen again. So you just got to refocus every time you get back out there. We're going to come together, stay as a group. Obviously, guys have to step up as leaders like myself. I mean, I got to bring everybody else along with me and just focus on yourself. I mean, be brutally honest with yourself when you watch the film and correct whatever you need to correct.
Texas A&M linebacker Justin Bass. The Aggies have the weekend off coming up. Won't play again till November 1st when they take on Louisiana Monroe at Kyle Field. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Report.
Congratulations to Cornerstone Home Health, voted Best Home Health Agency in the 2014 Best of the Brazos. Cornerstone Home Health provides an effective continuum of care at home, from skilled nursing and therapists to loving caregivers to help with bathing, companionship, med management, Alzheimer's care, and more. Cornerstone Home Health brings many of the services offered in a hospital or nursing home to individuals in their own homes. Call Anthony Fava, Texas A&M Class of 06, for a free consultation, 776-5620. Cornerstone Home Health.
The Aggie Report is brought to you by Cornerstone Home Health, the foundation for your loved one's health. 776-5620.
For place 6 on the College Station School Board, vote Michael Schaefer. Michael Schaefer, experienced, dedicated, educator, leader, and family man. Michael Schaefer, committed parent and fiscal conservative, puts the interest of the students first with a careful eye on the bottom line. With 21 years educator administrator experience and 20 years as a local business owner, Michael Schaefer has a great perspective into the public school system.
For dedicated, passionate, and experienced community leadership, I ask you to vote for me, Michael Schaefer, for College Station School Board, place 6. Political ad paid for by Michael Schaefer, Cal McNeil, Treasurer.
John Deere 3E Series compact tractors are everyday property maintenance workhorses, and at Sioux Falls Prater, they're priced to sell. Get a John Deere 3032E or 3038E compact utility tractor and save $500 with the purchase of two or more John Deere or Frontier implements, plus 0% financing for 72 months. Visit Sioux Falls Prater to find the John Deere right for you, or see us online at cptractor.com. Offer ends October 31st, 2014, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Prices and model availability may vary by dealer. Restrictions apply. See participating dealer for details.
I'm Frank Verisco, market president at American Momentum Bank. More than anything else, you want to bank with people you trust to do the right thing for you in every situation. If you're having a difficult time with your current bank, why not switch for the last time to American Momentum Bank? Member FDIC.
Today, the game-changing iPad feature that Apple didn't mention. I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando. More coming up. Start your own business? They say you're crazy to put everything on the line to be your own boss. But not GoDaddy. They like that courageous, passionate kind of crazy. They can help you put the idea or business you're crazy passionate about online. With their Get Online Today toolkit, you get a memorable domain name, a professional website, and personalized email powered by Microsoft Office 365. Sound expensive? It's not. For a limited time, GoDaddy's Get Online Today toolkit is just $1 a month. Just $1 with the purchase of an annual plan. Starting your dream business or putting your business online isn't crazy. Passing on GoDaddy.com's Get Online Today toolkit for only $1 a month, that's a little crazy. They've helped millions of small business owners, and they can help you too. Try the Get Online Today toolkit from GoDaddy.com and get a domain name, a website, and email for only $1 a month. Oh yeah, web hosting and 24/7 live customer support totally free. GoDaddy.com/Kim. That's GoDaddy.com/Kim.
Domain included with annual plan only. See site for details.
When Apple introduced their new iPad Air 2 last Thursday, amid all the hype, what they failed to mention is that it comes from the factory with a game-changing feature. Hidden deep inside this new $500 iPad is a pre-installed data-only SIM card that allows users to change carriers with the tap of a finger. The card allows a virtually instant conversion of an iPad Air 2 from, say, AT&T to Sprint or T-Mobile, and it's done at your choice, which means that a person can buy a short-term data plan from either of the three carriers. If you're not happy, then flip to another, depending on who's giving you the best deal. For the first time, we're in charge, and if you travel in Europe, simply buy a data plan on a carrier there, then dump it when you get back home to America. No more roaming charges. No more being held hostage by carriers. This one is a game changer. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at commando.com. That's KOMANDO.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 60 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. The former home of the Texas Department of Transportation might be purchased by the city of Bryan. The city council will consider buying the 11-acre complex on North Texas, south of Highway 21, during a special meeting this morning. Mayor Jason Byinski says the resolution gives the council and staff the time to inspect the property before making a final decision.
It's just a formality that TxDOT requires just to enter into negotiations and discussions with them. We need to take a look and make sure there's not any major environmental issues and other hindrances with that property, but on the surface it does look like it's more than a fair price on the property.
The council would spend $1.4 million in undesignated money from the city's general fund. Bryan's Economic Development Office wants to market the property as a possible location for commercial or light manufacturing businesses or for a trade school. College Station's new police chief has filled the interim role three times. Scott McCullum was promoted Friday to the top position.
I'm happy to report that, you know, we have indeed have true professionals here at the police department who will definitely assist me and continue our efforts to be a premier law enforcement agency in the nation.
McCullum, who has spent his career at CSPD, began in 1985 and has been an assistant chief since 2001.
We are currently working on two significant projects, one being the implementation of some new technology through a computer-aided dispatch and records management system. And then we also are working towards developing some plans for new facilities to accommodate our growing force here.
McCullum will be sworn in this afternoon at 3 at City Hall. It took the better part of 3 hours Friday afternoon for a pregnant cow to be corralled back into a trailer parked off Texas Avenue in College Station. Police Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says the driver stopped because the trailer had a mechanical problem. Somehow, the gate unlatched and the cow went out to explore.
After an extensive chase in the area with our officers, our animal control officers, and an assist from a visiting Texas Ranger, we were able to corral the rampaging bovine and able to get her back to her owner, and she is safe and sound.
The cow stayed in the grassy area east of Texas between Brentwood and Manuel and was never a threat to passing motorists. RVs are considered the same thing as homes when it comes to burglaries. Brazos County Sheriff's deputies who responded Thursday morning to a report of suspicious activity east of Bryan led to the arrest of a beat ice couple. The man and woman were walking away from a wrecker business. 37-year-old James Cates and 38-year-old Alicia Allen are accused of going into six RVs parked in a storage lot and taking multiple items from all the vehicles. The stolen property was found in the woods near the storage lot. A Texas A&M student has died 2 days after he was found unconscious near Rudder Plaza. University Police Lieutenant Alan Barone says they're waiting for toxicology reports as part of their ongoing investigation.
The investigators are diligently working to determine what exactly happened, what substance it was that the individual may have ingested.
20-year-old Christian Amadeus Taylor of Killeen had ingested some form of cyanide, according to the director of the emergency room at St. Joseph Regional Health Center, where Taylor was taken. Health officials are preparing for Ebola in Brazos County.
Brazos County health officials are preparing for a possible Ebola outbreak. Emergency Preparedness Coordinator Mike Paulus said educating emergency services is the first step.
The emergency rooms, the hospitals, and other individuals that serve as first responders, either volunteer or full-time paid, going all the way to the realm of funeral home directors.
Paulus said they have to anticipate that a lot of people will be involved if Ebola occurs in Brazos County. He said the one protocol they changed is using a wet sanitation process.
We're going to kill the virus before you have a chance to come in contact with it as you're taking your personal protective equipment off.
Paulus said they have briefed local police departments and will reach out to other large organizations that could be affected, such as school districts. Chelsea Reber, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Health officials say the University of Texas Medical Branch at Galveston in the coming days will destroy medical waste from the Dallas Hospital where Thomas Duncan died of Ebola and two nurses became infected. UTMB President David Callender says the campus has the only licensed facility in Texas capable of receiving and incinerating the biohazardous material. And today is the first day for early voting. Two election season reminders from WTAW. Bryan ISD voters can learn more about the $132 million package by checking out the WTAW.com video presentation on the website homepage, which includes more than 1 hour of interviews. And Wednesday night at 6, we're hosting the local candidates forum at the Bush Library. You're invited to watch in person or listen online. Early voting continues through the 31st. WTAW News Time is 8:36. It's 60 degrees. We'll have more news coming up today at noon or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Every Monday is Salmon Day at Fred and Fred Seafood Market. Every Monday, get up to 10% off fresh Atlantic, King, and Sockeye salmon. They'll even season it all, so all you have to do is pop it in the oven. Do something different for dinner. Stop by Fred and Fred Seafood Market on South College and Bryan, next to the Farm Patch. If it were any fresher, it would be in the sea. Like Fred and Fred Seafood Market on Facebook for specials and recipes. Aggie owned and operated.
Hallmark Cleaners understands you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three VCS locations, South College Avenue, Rockberry Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
In 8 years, I'll be an alcoholic. I'll start drinking in middle school, but my parents won't start talking to me about it until high school. By then, I'll already be in some trouble. The thing is, my parents won't even see it coming.
Start talking before they start drinking. Kids who drink before age 15 are 5 times more likely to have alcohol problems. To learn more, go to StopAlcoholUnder21.org. Brought to you by the Brazos Valley Council on Alcohol and Substance Abuse.
Hello, I'm Mike Sutherland. In my previous years of service on the council, I held a meeting for citizens every week. I helped hundreds of citizens through these meetings by working with the city staff and bringing over 50 items to the council for citizens. I know the issues of District 4 and the city, and I will continue to work hard for you just as I've done effectively in the past. To end favoritism and bring citizen-focused government to Bryan, please vote Mike Sutherland for Bryan City Council.
Political ad paid for by the Mike Sutherland Campaign, Tana Sutherland Treasurer.
Kathleen's celebrating 9 years as a breast cancer survivor, Julie 3 years, and Erica 5. And we're celebrating with them because the Breast Center at St. Joseph has been recognized as a nationally accredited center, bringing access to board-certified specialists, 1 to 2 day diagnosis, a dedicated nurse navigator, and the full spectrum of care closer to home.
My answer to cancer?
St. Joseph, expert care closer to home.
Good morning. It's 8:38. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling. Get in touch with them because, you know, you can receive a 15% discount on all parts and no overtime fees, and you can receive priority scheduling as well. Find out how by calling Barker's Heating and Cooling. Here are numbers for you.
High pressure over Arkansas produces lots of sunshine across our area today. Highs will be up to 80 to 85. A few clouds will move by. It'll be clear to partly cloudy tonight, 55 to 60. Sunshine tomorrow. Temperatures, they'll reach 80 to 85 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Those will be 55 to 60. Wednesday, we'll see sunshine, and it's going to be around 80 to 85 Wednesday afternoon as well. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Ooh, here we go. It's coming up on 8:40. Ready for a TV show about Ebola?
Hey.
Yeah!
Just in time.
Hollywood Reporter says director and producer Ridley Scott, one of the people behind a new limited TV series based on the 1992 novel The Hot Zone by Richard Preston. In that book, a guy gets a viral disease while visiting a cave in Kenya. When he's treated at a hospital in Nairobi, he has many of the same symptoms as somebody with Ebola. And it turns out that he has Marburg virus, which is a close cousin to Ebola, and he dies and passes on the disease to his doctor.
It'd be a lot more fun if it was a reality show like Survivor.
Yeah. Whoa. The book was a bestseller when it was put out. There's no reason to think that a movie based on the book won't just be, you know.
Especially now.
Yeah. So see how that works out. Have Have you often tried to tear off a piece of aluminum foil or plastic wrap and you have the roll pop out of the box?
Yes.
It's a pain.
Mm-hmm.
But wait, we have a solution. If you look on the end of the box, there is a tab that you push in.
Yeah, those work for a little while.
Oh, naysayer.
I use the tabs.
Okay.
And I still have problems.
All right. But, I mean, did you even know? There are a lot of people out there who didn't even know that.
Well, I hope people use them with more success than I have.
There are most tabs on almost every aluminum and plastic wrap, mm-hmm. name or generic, either one. So, just saying. So, have you ever had questions for the pilot that you can't ask him because he or she is flying the airplane?
Well, no, Andy Rooney. What might they be?
Well, we talked a little earlier about buckling your seatbelt.
Right.
And doing
right.
that all the time.
Yeah.
You know, it's an important thing to do. Okay, so it's one thing if the pilot puts the seatbelt sign on for the passengers, but if he tells the flight attendants to sit down, you better listen. That means they got some rough stuff ahead. We tell you it'll take longer to get there, the pilot says. We tell you it'll take longer to get there than it really will. That's because there's so much emphasis on being on time that airlines adjust their flight arrival time so that they can have a better record of on-time arrivals.
Right.
So they might say a flight takes 2 hours when it really takes an hour and 45 minutes. Of course, in some cases, it takes longer. They fly slower now than they used to. And by the way, it's updrafts and not turbulence that cause the problem. We really worry more about that. The plane flies into a massive updraft, which you can't see on the radar at night. And it is pretty much like hitting a speed bump at 500 miles an hour,
yep.
which is not good. Throws everything up in the air and then down very violently. Not the same as turbulence, which bounces you around from side to side. But we've all done it. We hit that little bump. Go, oh, okay. Some FAA rules don't make sense, like the fact that when you're at 39,000 feet going 400 miles an hour in a plane that could hit turbulence at any minute, flight attendants can walk around and serve hot coffee. But when you're on the ground on a flat surface or asphalt and you're going 5 or 10 miles an hour and you're buckled in, it's like, hey, everybody sit down and shut up because we're going 10 miles an hour on asphalt. You know what I'm saying? And finally, there's no such thing as a water landing. It is basically called crashing into the ocean.
Yes.
But you know, if the flight attendant said that to you, it'd put you off just a little bit. So they've decided they probably need to come up with that emergency landing, water landing thing. Yeah, see how that works out. Nominations for the Songwriters Hall of Fame class of 2015 have come out. Tom Petty, Cyndi Lauper, Elvis Costello, Kenneth Babyface Edmonds, Gloria Estevan, Cat Stevens, Steve Miller. Steve Miller, he's not in there yet. Steve Winwood, and Ann and Nancy Wilson of Heart. Letting you know. Winners will be announced in June, it says here. And while we're talking about music and that kind of stuff, for the first time since 1976, there was no album by an artist this year that will certify platinum.
Oh, yeah.
That is 1 million copies. The Wall Street Journal says that the RIAA, those are the folks who shake a finger at you if you try to steal the music, okay, came up with the Platinum Award to recognize 1 million copies being sold. Gold was the highest level, but now gold's 500,000 copies. Only two artists came close to platinum, Beyonce's self-titled album and Pure Heroine by Lorde, but neither one has passed the 800,000 mark, and sales of both have slowed down. Now, the Frozen soundtrack, of course, has sold 11 bajillion copies.
Right.
But that's a soundtrack. It's different, see? It is not the music of a single artist. 60 songs, though, have sold more than 1 million units, which is pretty good. And there are digital downloads of individual tunes, not full albums, that are good. Experts are already blaming the streaming services for the lack of album sales, but the real reason is 2014 has just been a really bad year for good music. There hasn't been a lot of really good product out there. So
I would agree with that.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
And they're saying that transition from albums to just single songs is... That's a thing. It's probably here to stay.
See, I hate that. I really, really dislike that. Because there's some, There are a couple of ours I think of. The first one I think, two of them, Rascal Flatts.
Uh-huh.
I like just about every song that Rascal Flatts does because of their sound, and I think that they're pretty talented.
Well, and there are a few bands. When I was purchasing CDs and albums, I'd call them cover-to-cover albums because I can mm-hmm. hit play,
right.
not hit skip, and just enjoy it in its entirety.
Yeah.
And it was a full... It was. As much as a song is a single entity, an album was an entire story. And I really enjoyed that, but I get that it's a lot of work to put out more than just a few songs. If you know that two of them are hits, why are you going to make 10 more?
Well, and conceptually, yeah, you have to understand the way the product was delivered before.
Right.
When it was on an LP,
mm-hmm.
you know, the tone arm went down, and pretty much they thought a lot about how they were going to put those together.
Exactly.
I mean,
and they don't have to do that anymore.
And they don't.
The medium doesn't require it.
It's unfortunate. It really is. You could tell a pretty good story. Well, yeah. that's true.
Wistfulness.
But yeah, right. But it's true. I mean, if you can make as much money selling two songs, then why go write those other 10? You know, you have that much to say. I did see a feature story yesterday of Fleetwood Mac. And Mick Fleetwood, actually, but talking about Fleetwood Mac and how they're back together for the first time in 17 years mm-hmm. as the original group. And I believe they start touring this week. And just the whole, that was some drama in that band.
No.
There's no doubt.
Holy cow.
But, I mean, you think about that. What a great album Rumors was. I mean,
yeah.
just a great album. And, you know, just every cut on there was just great stuff. And we lose that. And I know, they're young people going, huh, what? What's that old man talking about? All right, never mind. Let's go back to something that's more relevant for all of us. Daily trimming of your fingernails and toenails could lead to serious problems. Yes.
Huh? Who does it daily?
We'll tell you about it in a minute.
Oh, come on.
I heard a crack, and I lost my front tooth. At this point in my life, it's time to get dental work done. Call the office. Man, I need to see you, Mike. And I said, I'm embarrassed the way I look, and I don't want to come in there and listen to a bunch of stuff about what I did wrong. And he said, that's not what we do. We don't judge anybody. We just want to fix you. I don't think there's anybody that's more qualified than Mike Reese from what I see.
Learn more at drreese.com.
Want to make a splash in your own backyard? Get a new in-ground swimming pool from The Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's been building pools in the Brazos Valley for over 20 years. And since The Pool Guy's a 1993 Texas A&M graduate with his degree in environmental design, you'll get a perfectly designed swimming pool that's spot on with your concept and your budget. Call The Pool Guy and make a splash in your backyard. The Pool Guy. Call 575-6200. 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
Hi, I'm Red Cashin. Bryan College Station has been my lifelong home. I care about this community, and that's why I'm asking you to vote for Julie Merrifield Schultz and re-elect her to the position of College Station City Council, Place 5. I believe Julie has done a remarkable job of uniting our community, creating responsible budgets, improving our great quality of life, and ensuring our community continues to grow one first down at a time.
Political ad paid for by Julie Schultz.
I'll never forget.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live. My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires. Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews. At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Is your big out-of-town bank making life more difficult? Are you being forced to change things you don't want to change? Hi, I'm Hunter Goodwin, former Aggie and NFL player. American Momentum Bank is the largest locally owned bank in the Brazos Valley with a local team of professionals making local decisions. As a board member, I recognize the importance of having a major, locally owned bank to create local jobs and support the unbelievable growth here in the Brazos Valley. I bank at American Momentum Bank and invite you to do the same. American Momentum Bank, commercial, small business, and personal banking, member FDIC.
About 10 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. You see, now this didn't make the news. You didn't know about the two male strippers who aren't going to be able to dance for 3 weeks, have you?
No, I
that's right.
Just flat missed that one.
Axel Goode and Taylor Cole apparently sitting next to that woman, that nurse on that airplane. Yeah, See, so as a result, they're going to, Amber Vinson's her name. So, yep, they were on the flight from Cleveland to Dallas last week. They've been placed on voluntary quarantine for 21 days. So.
Well, you ain't supposed to touch them anyway.
I understand. It's a miracle. Or even to fess up, able to fess up. They waited 81 minutes to speak to somebody from CDC. Well, at least they tried. I mean, you know, they're trying to make sure everything's okay.
81 minutes.
Yep. Okay, 1998 ice storm in Canada. Just how epic was that storm? How bad was it? Well, you can read all about it in the DNA of kids who were born around that time. A rather intriguing study finds that women who were especially stressed during the storm gave birth to kids whose immune cells have telltale signs of their mother's troubles. According to Raw Story, the storm was brutal, leaving people without power for more than a month. Researchers at the time surveyed expectant moms to gauge their objective stress, measuring things like how many days they went without electricity. Then they tracked down their kiddos more than a decade later and found that the moms who were in the most distress bore children whose DNA had specific markers as a result. Huh. The genes affected are related to the immune function and sugar metabolism. So the stress, I guess on some level that makes sense if you think about it, but, man, hello?
Yeah, were you able to share with your listeners the story about what came out of Paw, Michigan last week?
Well, I don't know that I know what came out of Paw, Michigan last week.
Well, first of all, Paw in itself is a story, but nonetheless, a young lady decided to pick up her boyfriend at the bar and instead backed into a place with bars that would be the jail.
Oh.
And she was arrested and thrown the iron box.
Oh, very nice. So thanks for the police blotter from Paw, yeah. Michigan. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I like the convenience of having the bar right across the street from the jail or vice versa. Probably makes it easier for the arresting officer.
See, the fine should be cheaper, though. They're not having to take you as far.
Well, that's true. Well, but, you know, then also, and then do they have insurance? Is the insurance going to pick up, you know, the problems that they cause by crashing into the J.I.? It gets complicated quickly. That customized Harley-Davidson motorcycle that was said to have been in the 1969 movie Easy Rider sold for $1.35 million. By a California auction house, Profiles in History, but not without some controversy. The motorcycle, which was allegedly used in the film's crash scene, was restored by Dan Haggerty. Remember him,
yes.
Grizzly Adams dude?
He's a big motorcycle
guy.
Yeah,
I saw him on American Pickers, I think, last week. Anyway, there's some question that it was a real bike, the real bike that was used in the movie. Another collector has claimed that he owns the actual chopper used and has a certificate from Haggerty that his bike was one that was used in the film. Haggerty, who had a bit part in the film as the man in the commune, has admitted to the Los Angeles Times that he had authenticated and sold two Captain America bikes, but that only one of them was genuine, namely the one that he sold on Saturday. Uh-oh! Sounds to me like Dan's in a bit of hot water there. He may have authenticated two bikes when there was really only one.
Oopsie.
Yeah, anyway, $1.35 million. We'll see how that shakes out.
Now you can get a taste of New Orleans tradition at your nearest Subway restaurant. Add a flavorful muffalata relish to a Subway spicy Italian, a cold-cut combo, or an Italian BMT. Muffalata, ground olives and veggies with the perfect blend of spices and seasonings is available on our New Orleans trio. But only for a limited time at participating Subway locations. So order an Italian favorite and spice it up right with Muffalata, a New Orleans original. Subway, eat fresh.
You two are eating burgers instead of Subway sandwiches?
Hey, bathing suit season's over.
Yeah, but Halloween's coming.
What's that?
Gotta get in shape for all the costumes, like attractive nurse, sassy teacher, foxy fullback, and Viking princess warrior.
Can I go as Mr. Viking princess warrior?
Whatever you're getting fit for, start at Subway with delicious low-fat subs like the protein-packed turkey breast with your favorite veggies. Subway, eat fresh.
Fat content refers to regular 6-inch subs on white or non-green wheat bread prepared to standard formula. Visit Subway.com for full nutritional info and include Subway Fresh Fit subs into your low-fat, well-balanced diet and exercise plan.
Hi, I'm Kyle in Cardona, and I'm asking for your vote for Bryan City Council to serve as a voice for you, the people. As a managing partner of a local Bryan funeral home, I'm focused on listening and caring for individuals. And when elected, I'll bring that passion to the people of District 4. As a family man, businessman, and resident of Bryan, my pledge to you is to serve with honesty, integrity, and transparency. I ask for your vote to keep Bryan moving forward. Please vote Kyle in Cardona as your next councilman from Place 4.
Paid for by Kyle in Cardona campaign, Glenn Duhon, treasurer.
Rattlers, your hometown convenience store, always has monthly specials, and the October specials are great. Loaded nachos, only 99 cents. Any king-size candy bar, only a dollar with your Rattlers rewards card. 12 packs from the family of fine beers like Bud, Miller, and Coors, just $10.99. And now Rattlers is introducing everyday low pricing with milk for just $2.99 a gallon. A dozen eggs are just $1.09, and a loaf of white bread only 99 cents. Stay tuned for Rattlers Spectacular 2 Savings. Rattlers, friendly, clean, Texan.
About 4 minutes till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. This had to be kind of confusing. Would have liked to have been around when this happened, but apparently archaeologists that were digging found a statue of the Sphinx, but it was the one that was used in Cecil B. DeMille's movie and not the real one.
Get out of here. Yeah. Archaeologists?
Yeah, and that's what I mean. When it's down on there, archaeologists, I'm going, wait a minute. They probably, when they first got to that thing, they're going, wow, what did we find? Look at the what? You know, they're going crazy. Then they find out, oh, it was from a movie. So, yeah, apparently that was some of the stuff that was, I guess, buried in the sand there after they had finished making the movie, and they just kind of left it there.
Interesting.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
They find any Code Pink people's heads in there?
Buried in the sand? Brad Pitt's World War II tank movie called Fury topped the box office.
Yeah, I want to see that one.
Ben Affleck's Gone Girl, now in its third week, finished second.
It's a really great movie.
You know, I guess I'm going to have to see that. I saw a review of it yesterday, and the guy really liked it.
Really great filmmaking. I didn't read the book. I just thoroughly enjoyed the spectacle of it.
Well, that's in a CBS Sunday Morning, I think this week, they did an interview with the author, and she's apparently very normal, and the movie is really about some pretty non-normal type stuff. Let's see what else we had. And number three was The Book of Life. It debuted at $17 million. Also, let me see. Alexander and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day, of course, finished fourth. Robert Redford could be making a remake of Pete's Dragon.
Oh, yeah.
Sure, the old Disney thing.
Yeah.
There'll be a partial solar eclipse this Thursday evening. Live Science says everybody in North America should be able to see it, except the extreme northeast of the continent. The best views will be in the north, Alaska and the Canadian Arctic.
Yeah, just Bob French is coming back to TV.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay, KAGS.
What's he going to do there?
He will be their chief meteorologist.
Oh, he'll be doing the weather. Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, there you are then.
Just came through my feed.
You heard it here first. Well, other people might know. You were among the first to know that. Okay. Let's see. And you know those pods of liquid laundry detergent and dishwashing stuff?
Sure. Yes.
Keep those away from your kiddos. Yeah. Apparently the pediatric ophthalmology folks say if they bite on it or squeeze it, see, that stuff could squirt in their eye, which would make it really, really worse.
Yeah.
So they've seen 10 children all under the age of 4. And the thing is, they're very brightly colored. They're very engaging, so you could certainly understand how it could be a problem. So just that's something that the kid
they taste terrible, though.
Just like vanilla. 1947, on this date, the House Un-American Activities began their basically investigation of the communist influence on the motion picture industry. Changed a lot of people's careers there. 1967, purported Bigfoot was filmed by Patterson and Gimlin. In 1979, the John F. Kennedy Library opened in Boston, Massachusetts. And on this date, 1992, it truly became a World Series. This was the first World Series game played outside U.S. America, when the Toronto Blue Jays won.
Dang Canadian
did. Yeah, I mean, well, we called it a World Series, didn't we?
Yep.
All right, they won 3-2 of the Braves. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.